Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. August is Emancipation Month in Toronto, commemorating the end of slavery in the British Commonwealth, including Canada. So, in honor of that, there's a free screening of Rasta, A Soul's Journey at Daniel's Spectrum in Regent Park on August 13th. But this week, I'm looking at two new scary movies. There are sailors who want to abandon ship and farmers who don't want to leave their land. The Beasts, co-written and directed by Rodrigo Sorogoyen. Antoine, played by Denis Ménochet, and Olga, played by Marina Foïs, are a middle-aged professional couple living in Galicia in northwestern Spain. He's a burly, reserved man, while she is direct and no-nonsense. They gave up their lives and careers to settle among the rocky hills, growing organic tomatoes and vegetables. They love the simple life, working hard, breathing the fresh air, swimming in the streams, and taking long walks through the nearby forests and hills. They get along well with some of their neighbors, but not all of them, and especially not Shen and Lorenzo, a pair of wiry adult brothers who keep nomadic horses. Lorenzo, played by Diego Anido, may be simple-minded, but he's also prone to cruel practical jokes, with Antoine as the victim. Shen, played by Luis Zahara, is much worse. Shen insults him, calls him a derogatory name for French people, and mutters veiled threats, and even spits at him. At the center of their dispute is a contract, which Antoine and Olga refuse to sign. A multinational energy corporation wants to turn the village into a wind farm, but after all the money, time, and work they have put into it, they don't want to throw it away for a small buyout. It's their home. And this is what makes their neighbors so angry. They want to leave their ancestral homes forever and get the hell out of that place. And as the fight grows, it gradually turns to violence. What will become of them? The Beasts is an intense, dark drama played out in a clash of cultures and class. The film starts with a group of men physically wrestling with horses in slow motion, and this motif comes up later in the movie in an unexpected way. It's billed as a thriller, but it's not. I call it more of a slow burn drama spread out over more than 2.25 hours. The dialogue is in French, Spanish, and I guess Galician, since it doesn't sound like any Spanish I've ever heard before. Is this a good movie? I like the characters and the acting and some of the drama and its beautiful cinematography, locations, and music, but the film is a weird structure with a very long, slow ending after an intense chapter in the middle. It's less thrilling or scary than it is creepy and disturbing, though it does have a satisfying finish. I just don't quite get the point of this movie is. If you like feeling uncomfortable for a couple hours, but not really challenged, then you'll probably like The Beasts. The Last Voyage of the Demeter, directed by André Overdahl. It's the 1890s, and the three-masted Demeter is loading up at a Romanian dock, preparing for its voyage to Dover, England. Captain Elliot, played by Liam Cunningham, has mustered all his sailors on the ship, as well as Wojciech, his first mate, played by David Dastmalchian, Joseph, his Bible-thumping cook, played by John Briones, and his 8-year-old grandson, Toby, played by Woody Norman. It's the captain's last voyage, so he wants to pass on some of his lore to the boy. The only unfamiliar face on board is Clemens, played by Corey Hawkins, the ship's doctor. Not a sailor, but he does hold a medical degree from Cambridge, which is very uncommon for a black man in Victorian England. But with such a small crew, even a doctor has to take his turn steering the ship and on night watch. But the most unusual thing about this voyage is the ship's cargo. A series of large wooden crates filled with dirt and branded with a sinister-looking mark. The locals refuse even to board the ship, but the crew is happy enough that there's a big cash bonus if they deliver the cargo in time. Unfortunately, things start to go wrong pretty quickly. First, a female stowaway is found on board, and sailors considered women on ships to be bad luck, whatever that means. Anna, played by Aisling Franciosi, is half-dead, speechless, and frightened. Clemens keeps her alive with frequent blood transfusions. Next, all the ship's animals, from livestock to a dog to even the rats hidden in the hold, are found dead. And then the crew starts disappearing one by one. Is this a disease, a stowaway killer, or something even worse? And will the Demeter and its crew ever reach their destination? Okay, the last voyage of the Demeter is a well-crafted thriller horror about a vampire on board a ship based on Bram Stoker's Dracula. And, no spoilers here, if this vampire looks familiar, it's because he's Nosferatu, the cadaverous, long-fingered, pointy-eared creature made famous by the silent German expressionist masterpiece by F.W. Murnau, released a full century ago in 1922. This Nosferatu can swim, fly, hypnotize his victims, and seemingly pass through walls. He's almost indestructible. The film is beautifully shot in a German studio, just like Nosferatu a century earlier, and the camera, with the camera flying down long passageways into the galley, under tables, and up to the sail masts. The soundtrack is punctuated with tapping sounds that reverberate the length of the ship. The acting is quite good all around, and this vampire is a scary one. The one thing that's missing is pathos. With a few exceptions, you don't really feel close or attached to most of the characters. But that's a minor problem in a good horror movie. And this one gives new life to a very old vampire. The Last Voyage of the Demeter and The Beasts are both opening this weekend in Toronto, with The Beasts playing at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.